Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. You are most welcome. We are so glad to have you. And if you're returning to this podcast, if you've been here before and you're coming back, welcome back. You are wise. We just want you to know a little bit about what we believe here so that you can know what to expect. Whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And whenever you come to this podcast, go to the library, the podcast library. You'll find a number of episodes because we can't share everything in just one episode. You'll find a number of episodes. Go to the podcast library. Listen to the ones that speak to you as often as you like. And then, if you want to communicate with us, we want to hear from you. Because just like we explained, or I explained, that whenever you come here, you're going to receive a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. When we hear from you, it encourages us. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. You can email us if you have questions or comments. We're so grateful because with technology, the podcast is being upgraded and you can leave comments, your opinions on various segments if you answer the questions. But the email address gives you another way to contact us. Whenever you come here, you can let us know what you're thinking. We want to hear from you. Also, we'd like to tell you that everything we do here, we believe in God. We know that everyone has free will of choice. We base everything we do on the written word of God, reading the word of God daily. There's a tool we use. We'll share it with you. It's called BibleGateway.com. We use that tool. We believe that everyone should read the Bible for themselves. And when you read the Bible for yourself, if you visit that website, BibleGateway.com, you'll find various translations of the Bible. You can just read the one that speaks to you, and some of them, now that technology is moving forward, are audible. They'll read to you. So that's what we have available for you, what we suggest that you use. Now, personally, I'm walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. That means that I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I've been around long enough to make some comparisons and some decisions. I know what works for me, and I know what doesn't work for me. And as I get more mature, and I want to have the absolute highest quality of life, I've come to understand believing in God is most beneficial to me. And I believe from experience, personal experience, and that's what I'm sharing with you here in these podcast episodes, things that I've personally experienced, not things that someone has told me. Yes, I've heard testimonies. And if you believe in God and it's your choice, we know everybody doesn't. But if you believe in God, then you know what I'm talking about when I say testimony. That is referred to in the kingdom, the testimonies. That's kingdom language, covenant language. So testimonies, the Bible says, lets us know a certain place in the Bible that we overcome by the word of our testimony. So when you hear things here, because I believe in God, I've acknowledged God. The Lord told me and showed me, yes, through his word and sometimes through the voice of others, various groups that I participate in, that I've come in contact with, like believers, people of like mind, certain things, and I understand what God is doing. I understand where I am in this season of my life, and I can pretty much look around and see what's going on, and I know how to acknowledge God and get my answers. So if you want to know more about those things, as I said before, visit this podcast library. Listen to the various segments, episodes. They build on each other. You'll understand more about where what I'm sharing is coming from. And then, as I said, if you have questions, I've given you a way to contact me or let me know what you think. So, just in seeking the Lord to find out what I should share with you this week, I believe I am to help you understand better His divine effect. His divine effect. How His divine effect impacts our life, gives us a higher quality of life, for me specifically, because as I said, I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So I need to know what I can believe, what I can depend on, because I truly do want the highest quality of life. Now, if it's His divine effect, He touches my life. He is life. I have read in God's word where He let me know that everything, every translation, everything that was left on record, all of the stories, all of the word that I have read or have listened to or have had preached to me, those words, if I research them, if I focus on them, whenever I focus on His word, I am transformed even more into His image from day to day. He is my constant companion, His divine effect. I know Him as Abba, Father God, because I've accepted Him. I've accepted His word to be truth. I search His word whenever I have a question about anything. I acknowledge Him in all of my ways whenever I need clarity. He's always present with me. Abba, Father God, Elohim in creation, the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, is always available to me all the time. Now, I have to tell you, I have ebbs and lows just like everyone else. Ebbs and flows, I will say. Ebbs, when you're, you know, riding high, everything is going really, really well. And then you have an ebb. You have to learn what to do when those situations and circumstances occur in various seasons of life. I understand. I've learned how to process various seasons of life, how to just recognize the fact that I live in the presence of the Lord God, Abba Father God, who's Elohim in creation, who created everything, who knows everything. He knows every thought that's in my head and your head and everybody else's head. And He knows every word that we're going to say before it comes out of our mouth. He knows us. And the good thing is, I know that He knows me intimately. I know that His heart toward me is always good, never evil. I know that if I acknowledge Him in all of my ways, He has promised in His word, He will direct my paths. Whatever situation I'm in, I know that I can acknowledge Him. And I know if I stay focused on Him, if I understand what it is He has to say about it, He said, when I stay my mind on Him, in other words, when I meditate in His word and stay my mind on what He has to say about my situation, He will keep me in perfect peace. I don't have to be concerned. I can just look to see what He's doing with today, what He's allowing today, because He's told me I'm covered by His blood. And I know that's that shed blood of Jesus when Jesus went to the cross, died on the cross. I recognize His blood prevails. My receipt for every promise in His word, which is my legitimate title to every promise in His word, my receipt are His nail-scarred hands. I know He went to the cross. People don't deny that. We have images of Him on the cross. I wouldn't necessarily say He looks like how people represent Him a lot of times. That can be confusing to people, but not to me. It just lets me know that everyone knows He did go to the cross, and it gives me the strength and the courage and the confidence to believe and read and get to know His word even more, which means that I'm getting to know him even more, which means that I've learned how to recognize and I know that I can expect miracles. I know that I can live in the confident expectation of hope because that's what his word directs me to do. He directs me to do that. His intervention, if I want the divine intervention of God, I'm inspired to read his word. I know that's where my help comes from. He is my help. He will help me. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Trouble, he has let me know, is anything that triggers me in an adverse way, in a way that's not edifying. That's a trigger. And he will help me if I need clarity. He's helped me to understand those triggers are really night seasons a lot of times where I need more clarity. And if I want that clarity, I focus on him. I look to him. He said he is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the author and the finisher of faith. So I know he's the author and the finisher of my faith. I know he's Abba Father God. He's given me permission because I have chosen and I continuously choose to let him shepherd my life. I heard him when he says to be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything. He said with every request, with prayer and supplication, to make my request known unto him. He hears me and I know that. He told me in another place, when I know he hears me, I know I have what I ask. I know his word is going to perform in my life. His word continuously performs in my life on a daily basis. And I know I'm blessed because I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm in his divine care. I am approved by him. I recognize that. And his divine effect, when I acknowledge him, when I'm affected and inspired to go to him, the effect is, he comes through, works things out for me, causes everything to fall into place, gives me the best solution and resolution, no matter what it is. He answers me, gives me clarity and comfort, and lets me know that I have various weapons that I can use. He said in his word, finally, that's what he said in his word, put on the whole armor of God. He has given me armor to clothe myself in, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. He knows there's an adversary. He lets me know that it's not a wrestle that I'm doing against just flesh and blood when I see people that are used. A lot of times they don't know they're being used, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's let me know that. So he told me, take the whole armor of God that I might be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy in that day. And he let me know what that armor is. He let me know exactly what it is. So when I put on that armor, I recognize that. I recognize that I can stand with my loins girded about with truth. That's the truth of his word. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am that I am in Jesus' name. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Because of that, he has become for me wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. I know that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I know that I can stand on his word. I know that I can trust his word. My armor, part of my armor, is the breastplate of righteousness. That's who I am, the righteousness of God in Christ. I have my feet shod, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, his peace, not the peace that the world gives. And he said, above all things, he told me, to take the shield of faith. That's faith. And hope activates my faith. Hope, the expectation of good. The good expectation. I have a good expectation, I hope. And he told me in another place in his word that my hope would never fail me. Because if I diligently see good, if I hope in good, and if hope if faith activates my hope. He told me in another place that faith is a substance of things hoped for. So whenever I hope, I have the great expectation of good. I'm not just hoping, just thinking, wishing. I know what God has said. I know his word is true. I know I can stand on his word. So I can, above all, I don't care what's going on, no matter how it looks, how it tries to present itself, I know that I can take the shield of faith and just stand, and I will quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. Those darts are those things that try to trigger, try to get me to move off my square. I'll be far from oppression because I know that nothing can get past the blood. Nothing can get past the blood. And I can quench all the fiery darts. And the helmet of salvation, knowing that the Lord Jesus shed his blood for me. I have the sword of the Spirit. I can let his words come out of my mouth. The word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit. I can pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, knowing that the Holy Spirit, when I'm speaking in tongues, is praying through me the perfect prayer for my situation. Oh, I'm not going to tell you that the adversary doesn't try to make you think that nothing's really happening. Why wouldn't he try to make you think that nothing's really happening? They got a term for that now. It's called gaslighting. We can't allow the adversary's thoughts to make us weaken. We have to know that you got to ignore the adversary. Use the armor. Use the helmet of salvation, the hope. Divine intervention is of God. Inspiration from God is the help from God. The effect, the operation will cause us to experience the love of God through trust in God, and his original intention for us will be fulfilled in our life. He does have a plan and a purpose for us. His resolution is our solution. It is. We get an answer from him, which is clarity. The helmet of hope really is salvation, knowing that we're saved by grace through faith, knowing that his grace is sufficient, his strength is made perfect in weakness. So whatever we are not, God is. We know that. Whatever we need, he supplies. He has promised us that. We are blessed. We move from grace to grace. We get to know more and more about him on a daily basis. His grace is constantly flowing to us. We have favor with him. We have favor. We are diligently seeking good. We know who he is. We know his divine effect, and we understand it, and we receive it. We are touched by it. Situations change. We have put on, and we remain in, the whole armor of God. I hope I've said something that's helpful to you. I want to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.